Well, Sean, well done. How does that feel in the circumstances? It's obviously driving rain, very windy, and to come here and get the result, how does that feel?
Yeah, I think that's credit to the players. I think we sort of looked at the Rochdale game, and not so much tactically, but just almost emotionally. We come up against a team that was determined to stop us playing, and I think we learnt the lesson and came here and was almost aware that probably Brentford would do the same, but we had to be a little bit smarter. So I thought we were excellent and just good decision making. And you know, this group get a goal up. I think, you know, like I keep saying, credit to Dean and Richard that they've got a tremendous spirit, and that showed in the second half.
It was a terrific strike by Sam that won you the game as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, when he took the strike on his left foot, you know, and the goalkeeper's a big lad, and you just thought, but it was a wonderful strike, and you know, I'm lucky not to get a second one in the second half. So he's bided his time a little bit. The team's done well, and he's been chomping at the bit to get in the team. And with the game on the Tuesday, I think it was a good opportunity for us to start with Rico and Sam and Tom.
And in front of the Walsall fans as well to score that goal, that was extra special really for everybody, I suppose, wasn't it?
Yeah, for him, yeah. You know when people travel, they want their team to do well, and you know, if you're going to score one goal, score it in front of the travelling supporters.
And they were well placed to see all the saves that Neil Etheridge made in the second half. He was absolutely tremendous for you back there, second half, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he's been in every game we've played. He goes under the radar a little bit. You know, there's one or two people that get the star in headlines, but he's been very impressive. And he's a front foot goalkeeper. He's athletic. You know, he's not going to stand and wait for things to happen. He sort of commits himself, and you know, he'll make a mistake and he'll cost us a goal. I think that's, you know, he looks a fine prospect.
And a bit unlucky not to get a second one when James O'Connor hits the post towards the end.
Yeah, I don't think that was unlucky. I think that was just a poor header from Jimmy, to be honest. I think we should have actually scored it, and then, you know, everybody could have relaxed a little bit. But, it's, you know, they weathered the storm. I mean, we were always dangerous when we could get two or three passes together, but credit to Brentford. They did a job, really. They tightened up in the second half. Alan Judge coming on was something that we didn't really want to happen, if I'm honest. You know, makes them tick, a bit of a catalyst for them, and he showed what a good player he was.
But a lot of satisfaction for you to come here and coach a team that's won against a Championship side.
Yeah, I haven't changed. I mean, we've tweaked one or two tactical things just to give us a little bit of more options in midfield, but no, this is still Dean and Richard's team, so, you know, like I said before, it's a win-win for them. You know, they would have loved to have gone through to the next round, but they've got a massive game against Middlesbrough on Tuesday, a big game on the telly on Friday, so you know, he's got a juggly squad. We've got a big game on Tuesday. We've not really got the resources to change too much, but the ones we did, we decided to.
But for the Coventry game now, the confidence must be, you know, sort of coursing through the players after this result. So hopefully they'll be able to run on adrenaline on Tuesday a little bit.
Yeah, it was coursing through them after five games on the bounce when we played Rochdale. So, you know, it counts for nothing. You know, unfortunately, as soon as they get in the dressing room, it's, you know, now we've got to focus on Coventry. Enjoy the moment, but you know, if you want to be successful at any level, then it's always the next game.